Hallelujah. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, your word. Let it be light to our lives, Father God, to build us up, to move us, to bless us, and to keep us in your presence and provision in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The readings is Psalm 89, 15 to 18.
Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who exalt in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favour our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful, and this follows on from what we read yesterday, that his hand is not too short. He knows how to punish the wicked, and he knows how to bless the righteous. And then it says righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne, and his steadfast love and his faithfulness go out before him. And so if we embrace that, the righteousness of God that has brought justice for each and every person. And that justice is that he's destroyed the works of the evil one. So sin has been dealt with. He who knew no sin became sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God, so that we can come home into the fellowship of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and loving the Word, and we can then be the fragrance that God made us to be. And that's the so it follows on from that, from the throne being established, and the throne being established is always according to his heart, and that now that the God quality of love, which is the God quality of life, and the God quality of faith can go forth. Amen. And people that know this, that understand this, that heaven has been made available. Heaven has come to us now as we are just looking to the Son, listening to the Son, because the kingdom of God is here. Amen. And everything that is in heaven, the beauty of heaven is, it's not just a beautiful place. It's because of the presence of God. And it's because it's God's best for his people. And the presence of God is now with us there to bring this, manifest this kingdom, that beauty, goodness of heaven here on earth. And that's what the people are that understand that, is the one that walk in the light of his counsel, who exalt his name all along, and who exalt his name all day. Amen. It's not a plain church. It's a lifestyle. It's a commitment. It's a fellowship. Amen. Working together with the Lord, we are blessed. Amen. We are anointed. We are the lights in the darkness, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a rock in a weary land. And we exalting in his righteousness. And so for you, as it goes on verse 17, for you are the glory of their strength. Amen. So are we partaking of his strength? Amen. And we give glory to what has been accomplished. And he's chosen to use us as the lights of revelation to wake people up around us. And so we stay in this splendor, in this glory, in this goodness. And by your favor, our horn, our strength. It's because he favors us, and because he speaks us, and because we are now he's our Lord, and he's our Savior, and he's our Shepherd. And in that, we find we got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. A friend. He no longer calls us servants. He calls us friends. So he's a very present help. And our shields, that's our faith, belongs to the Lord. Because, yeah, that's it. We are in tune with heaven's goodness for us. And therefore, we are developing on schedule. This a video that Derek sent last night, beautiful. Amen. We were speaking so yesterday on a number of prophecies, and then I shared my understanding, and my revelation of in Zechariah of the kingdom, the kingdom kids, the children of God, been manifested here in these last days. And that's what all these prophecies have said. And here I'm listening to Ken Christmas this morning, and he's talking of heaven. I think, oh no, here's another person just talking one day pie in the sky. And if he's not talking about that, then they're talking about the sin and talking about hell. Must talk about the kingdom of God here, made available. And then praise God, he goes back and he starts saying revelations about the goodness of the kingdom and what's all in the kingdom. And then he goes to I think anyone in Christ is a new creation. Yeah, I think it's that one. Anyone in Christ is a new creation. And then he perceives everything that is heaven, that is in heaven, God is wanting to bring to earth. Amen. And that's our purpose. So praise God, man. I was just so blessed with that message, guys. Please listen to it. God's kingdom is here, and it's season, and we mustn't shrink back in any way. Everything is now new. Old things are past. Behold, all is new. Kingdom is here to invade earth. Kingdom is here to keep us in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, because that's what the kingdom is. The kingdom is here to cover this earth, and the kingdom is here to take darkness off this earth. Amen. Out of our own lives, first of all, you start with yourself, and you no more place behind the devil around in you and in around your house, for your family, and then off the earth. There's no more room for him. The fullness has been made available, and it's coming. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.